USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is ending 5 cultural exchange programs with China as tensions between the two nations rise. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the programs were soft power propaganda tools and were paid for and operated by the Chinese government. The move comes after the U.S. also imposed limits this week on the length of visas for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families. The administration also warned on Saturday that investors in some Chinese companies may be passively funding the Chinese military. The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2,600 deaths from COVID were also reported Friday, pushing the total death toll in the United States from the disease over 279,000. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Two arrested for trying to derail trains and endanger the public. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Two Bellingham, Washington women are accused of terrorism after a shunt was placed on train tracks in Whatcom County, an act that could cause a train to derail or decouple, endangering the public, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. That DOJ press release describes how a shunt disrupts the low-level electrical current on the tracks and can disable various safety measures. Ellen Brennan Reich is 23 years old and Samantha Francis Brooks is 27. The two were arrested on the BNSF railway tracks near Bellingham and charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a railroad. There have been 41 incidents involving shunts since January 2020 in Washington State. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
There were at least 10 different occasions where shunts were placed on the track near enough to a roadway to potentially cause crossing signal and crossing arm malfunctions, including failure to block traffic when a train was oncoming. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden says he won't make receiving a coronavirus vaccine mandatory. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden expressed concerns about the Trump administration's plan to give out a coronavirus vaccine.
There is no detailed plan that we've seen anyway as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm. And it's going to be very difficult for that to be done, and it's very expensive.
Biden offering comments as he was urging Congress and the president to get on the same page when it comes to passing a coronavirus relief package. As far as requiring everyone in the country to take the vaccine itself, Biden said he would not issue such a mandate.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
From the East Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
On the college gridiron on Saturday, number 2 Notre Dame beat Syracuse 45-21. A shorthanded number 4 Ohio State pounded Michigan State 52-12. Number 5 Texas A&M topped Auburn 31-20. TCU upset number 15 Oklahoma State 29-22. Number 17 North Carolina was all over Western Carolina 49-9. And number 21 Marshall was shut out by Rice 21-0. Three more games involving top 25 teams were postponed this week as a result of COVID-related issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.